It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
'Cause I'll be yours, and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends, holding fast.
It's time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show, where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and we get to know them a little bit better. John, where are we this morning?
We are heading up north on 38, speaking with Mr. Tom Nelson, speaking of kindly heart.
Morning, Tom.
Hello, everybody.
Good morning. Have you had your breakfast yet?
Well, I've started. I've just had an orange so far, and I'll have maybe a small bowl of granola and then a piece of toast later on.
Okay, I need to know more about the orange.
Yeah,
how you eat it? Do you cut it in quarters? Do you peel it?
Well, this was happened to be a blood orange, and I cut it into sixths, and then peeled it, and then ate the section.
Oh my gosh, that is different technique. I suppose easier to peel too.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Grab the point and pull.
Some kind of oranges you can just peel really easily, like those mandarins.
Yeah.
Those ones are really tough. You got to just knife them apart.
So are they at a good point, oranges? Because, you know, they're not always great.
Well, you know, the season for that kind of thing is really in the early spring. But, yeah, they're oranges and fruit in general is coming on strong.
Yeah.
What's a blood orange? What separates a blood orange from a traditional orange?
Well, it's all red instead of the kind of orangey color.
Oh.
Does it taste more like a mix of a grapefruit and an orange?
Oh, it's got its own taste.
Okay.
It's kind of like a navel orange in a way, but it's got an odd little red taste to it.
Okay.
Describe.
Did you know that you were an orange expert before this morning?
I've been eating fruit all my life, so I guess I've tried a lot of varieties.
Okay, then we need to chronologically go. You went right to granola. Homemade granola, a special blend.
I make my granola at the store,
where
I get a little bit of each kind and mix it all together.
Ah.
What might those kinds be?
Well, the co-ops up in Bemidji have this coffee granola. Or, you know, it's got a little bit of coffee flavor to it. It's really delicious, and also a sesame granola. Those are my favorites.
You should have seen Heidi's face when coffee granola was mentioned.
And sesame granola. That sounds like a really good taste combination.
Yep, it is.
And then a little bit later on, you said you have a piece of toast.
Yeah, some butter on it, maybe some honey, depending on what kind of toast it is.
Mm.
Okay, what determines that? What kind of toast would you not put butter on?
Well, sometimes white toast I'll just slather with a dollop of honey.
Oh, slather and dollop.
Yeah,
like your toast medium done or black?
Medium to black. It depends. You know, once it gets burned, that's no good.
Yeah, right. There's no coming.
But a crunch is nice.
Definitely a good crunchy toast.
Yeah. And since you like coffee granola, does that mean you're drinking coffee?
I'll probably have a cup of coffee later on, yep.
Well, you're a segment eater. You go in segments.
Shifts. He's a shift worker.
A shift worker.
I guess so, right.
So, you are a big supporter of Northern Community Radio, and you know we deeply appreciate that. But I have a newfound appreciation for you. As of yesterday we were talking about Special K, Heidi. It's nowhere to be found. I show up this morning, and there is a box of Special K, real Special K, not with blueberries made in a factory. Special K from Mr. Tom Nelson, and I cannot thank you enough. That's the gift that keeps giving. Appreciate it.
To be driving down to the Twin Cities yesterday, and I heard all about your squabble with Special K. So I just happened to be in a grocery store, and there was a box. I couldn't resist it.
Oh, that's nice. And you know what? On a more serious note, we need to be doing kind things these days. We need to all step up and do a few more kind things to make this world a better place. Don't you agree?
I certainly do.
Wow. John is so happy here.
I am. That was very nice of you.
So, Tom, I have a question for you. We're talking to Tom Nelson from Grand Rapids. He's our guest on What's for Breakfast. What are you doing tomorrow night?
Well, I'm doing something this this evening first as a rehearsal for our big concert tomorrow night with the Itasca Symphony Orchestra. It's going to be a big winter Christmas festival blowout with lots of pops music and full orchestra with a big brass section and winds and everything. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be at the Rife on Saturday night. And I have a couple of free tickets. If anybody wants to call into KXC, then claim two free tickets to that event tomorrow night at 7 at the Rife Center.
Nice.
I'll go ahead and I'll just leave them at the box office, wherever who wants to claim them.
Oh, thanks, Tom. That's great.
It's going to be a lot of fun, you know, and it's going to be safe. Everybody at the Rife is all masked up real big time.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be a really crowded concert, unfortunately. But it won't be, so there'll be plenty of room to sit wherever you'd like.
So your voice changed when you started talking about orchestra. Tell us about your music upbringing. When did it all start for you?
Well, my parents both were music teachers, so I started piano lessons at an early age, that kind of thing. Never really mastered the piano, but I did go into music history, music theory, and research as a career at the University of Minnesota. And since then, I'm retired, living up here, and 60 years old, I started up with a double bass. Never played a string instrument before.
Wow.
But I'll tell you, for those people that are older that want to start up something that they should have done when they were 16, there's still hope. Go ahead. Just be persistent. Practice every day.
Wow.
And I've gotten to the point where I can actually play with the orchestra.
Wow.
Sometimes it's every other note if it gets too difficult, but I can keep up.
Do you have to have parents who were music instructors to be able to learn how to play an instrument?
No, I really don't think so. In fact, we have an excellent string program with just a wonderful set of teachers, in particular Pedro, who will be playing tomorrow night at the big Christmas concert. So he's just an excellent teacher. If you want to get your children started in string instruction in violin, viola, cello, and bass, the Itasca string program really is the place to go.
Speaking, this might be good for you for your retirement.
He's building a little confidence,
John,
in me, yeah.
You know, yesterday, this is odd, yesterday I went to check out some books at the library. That's not odd. I do that a lot. I almost checked out a ukulele. They have ukuleles there, and there was one there. And then I went, I don't know about that. But that might be a way to do it because they have the whole instruction book. This has to do with Minnesota musician Jeremy Messersmith. When he traveled around, he donated ukuleles and instruction guides and stuff. So that could be, you could start with ukulele, check it out for like a week.
Is a ukulele like three strings, Tom?
Yeah, I think it's four. But sometimes you can get them with a wind-up thing where you can just play the ukulele by spinning a top on it.
Okay. Okay, I want to go back to being the child of two musicians' instructors. There was no doubt you were going to learn how to play instruments, right? Do you remember that conversation, or were you accepted to it? I mean, did you want to do it?
Oh, yeah, sure. But being a bratty little kid, you know, you don't practice as much as you should. You want to go out and get on the sledding hill and go down and, have fun. But, I certainly had an appreciation for especially classical music. That's what my parents taught at collegiate level.
You know, there's just something about, because I played instruments in, you know, growing up and a little bit in college, but haven't since then. But there's something about when you play an instrument and when you're taxing a different part of your brain, like it does something different. It must be, I think I have heard that it is good if you're older to start something new like that.
Well, I think so. And, you know, I'm sort of warding off old dementia by, I suppose. But it's also just a lot of fun. You know, it's a community thing. You know, our orchestra is full of people that you probably know, everybody. We have a few ringers that come in and take up a couple of spots that we don't have a player for, but by and large, this is a community orchestra, and I really hope the community can come together for some great Christmas pops music.
And to be a good musician, you have to start young, and we have some great programs for kids, don't we?
Well, that's the best time to do is that spring program for the youngsters is to get going. But even if you start when you're 60 years old, it still can be done. In fact, I take lessons through that program as well.
There you go. So, Tom, before we go, Why have you always been such a great supporter of KEXE, KBXE? We thank you for that, but why?
Oh, I don't know. I think the personalities and the music and, you know, I mean, everybody says it's the community, and of course it is. But, you know, it's the curmudgeon-y John and the scoldy Heidi. You know, the shtick you do on the radio is just wonderful. We're going to miss you, John, but I guess Heidi said that you're going to stick around, at least on the radio.
Yeah, I'm going to stay on Fridays, and it's not a shtick. It's real life here.
Yeah. I'm just scoldy to my core, which no one's ever said that. I've always been called bossy in my family because I'm the youngest, which never made sense, but I'm scoldy.
Did your parents, Tom, ever just pierce those eyes and put the fear of bejesus in you? That's what Heidi has the ability to do.
I know what you mean. I know plenty of people like that.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I gotta do some inner work this weekend.
Yeah, you need to do some reflecting.
Well, Tom, for being on What's for Breakfast, there is a parting gift.
Homestead Mills is our sponsor. Country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes?
Well, I'm a cereal guy, so I'll have some of that country cereal.
Okay, do you ever, what was the last official cereal, like Special K or Fruit Loops, that you entertained and had? Can you think back?
Oh, probably Grape Nuts. I was a big Grape Nuts guy.
Ah. Okay, Yule Gibbons. That a baby.
There we go. Thanks, Tom. Have a great weekend.
You bet.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.